Yes, RJ. Hey,
we've already talked to Melinda Mayo today. Well, let's talk to Beth Hunt now.
Hey, Beth, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thanks. You know, I was laughing yesterday because I only got to listen for a minute, but at one point I heard somebody go, I'm going to go old school and vote for Beth Hunt. And I thought, wow, I need to be aged out of this thing. I'm now the old lady.
How old that makes me feel, because I still look at you as a 22-year-old intern or something.
Yeah.
And obviously you're a few years older than that, and I still look at you as one of the young ones. And when they called and said, well, I'm old school, I'm going to go Beth Hunt, I'm like, damn, what would Beth Ward be?
I know, right? It's funny. I've been at KATV for 10 years this year, and I can't believe it.
That's hard to believe. Well, you know, Danny Joe Crawford, who is sort of the Vegas guy for the Bay Bracket, said that he thought the odds were that Allison Courtney was going to win the whole thing this year, and you came out yesterday, and Allison's been hanging around the show a little bit more lately, and you crushed her. I mean, you really, I mean. You came out strong in your favor. Of course, you know, I went ahead. I'm sorry that I did share what your nickname was for Allison. So
What is that?
You told me to not tell anybody. B.O.B., Bag of Bones, is what
you call her. Come on now. You need a new game. Nobody believes you, David.
Listen, I know I'm around y'all when other people aren't, and I know. So I just listen. I try to keep my mouth shut, and sometimes it comes out. But anyway.
Listen, I wish I had Allison's figure.
It's you and Melinda Mayo Monday. Is it Monday or Tuesday, Tom? What are we going to do?
I think let's do it Tuesday so we can talk it up Monday.
So what do you think about going against Mayo? I know I mentioned, you know, Melinda said that, you know, your head's gotten a little bigger since you've gone to the
Here's the thing. There is no way possible you can create any kind of drama between myself and that woman.
I'm just stating facts.
It's not going to happen. We are as tight as they come, so there's no way. I have so much respect for that woman. It's not even funny, but I think Melinda is great. And, you know, she's won it before. Somebody said she's the Duke of this bracket.
Well, you've won it before.
You're the Kentucky.
You're the Kentucky. She's
Louisville.
Well, she's been in the finals more than I have.
I think she has.
But you're reaching your zenith of your career right now. And I've heard people say that have nothing to do with the Bay Bracket, have never heard of the Bay Bracket, that you are at the zenith of your career.
Yes.
Well,
and the next step you take to ABC News or whatever the case may be, that'll be it.
Can we expect to see Beth? And I want you to be honest. It is Thursday night. You have tonight, Friday night, and Monday night. Will you be wearing tighter outfits and more low-cut outfits?
No, David, okay. I won't.
All right. Well, you can't show off your legs like you used to on Daybreak anymore, so you got to go above
the waist. Set her up. Now she'll be dressed like a nun.
No, she'll be all listen. She's got some Barbara Bush outfits. I mean, she's got the old school teacher outfit. And then she's got the contemporary hot looks too.
Hey, I get regular text messages during the show about what I'm wearing and if David approves or not.
God Almighty!
And Scott Inman looked at me and he goes, "What is he doing?"
Well, I have to admit, Beth, sometimes you're obviously trying to reach those 80-year-olds down in South Arkansas with some of the things you wear, and other times you're hip and cool, and so I just like to comment on it. And of course,
combat boots and shorts. Okay, now.
I'll plead guilty. I used to text Don Scott during newscast.
Did you?
And she said, then I quit drinking and I quit doing it. She texted me the other day. She goes, I kind of miss those drunk texts.
Of course, you know, Melinda's already come out and said that this is more than just Beth Hunt versus Melinda Mayo. It is Pine Bluff versus Carlisle.
Ooh, the Jefferson Lonoke County Smackdown.
That's exactly right. Well, again, the main thing is congratulations. The fact that you've done this with child, when a lot of people thought you may be out of this scene once you had, you know, you got the baby mama extra pounds on you to come along as part of it, but you're still out there working at it, D1, I think, and still doing all that hard stuff. So congratulations. See you, ladies.
See you, ladies.
You're such a pig.
And you said you're not going to bring by any food or all money. That you're beyond that, right? Is that what you said?
Listen, I'll come on Tuesday and visit with you guys. I don't want to try to, you know, sway the vote in any way. So.
You do whatever you want to do. You're still a princess in my book and always will be, and so is Mayo. I love y'all to death. And you had a strong field to go against this year, and I was really surprised that you got to the finals, but I'm very happy.
I would suggest
that. Listen, I'm flattered. For a 35-year-old mom, I'm very flattered.
You're right in your prime, and I would suggest a full-length photo on your Facebook profile pic instead of just a headshot. Just to help you.
Come on.
What are you going to do with him, Beth? What am I going to do with him?
I don't know.
You know I love you, Beth. Come on.
I tell myself he does this to everybody.
I do. That's true.
Yeah, he even does it to me.
We'll see you on Tuesday either way then, right?
Yes, I'll come see you Tuesday.
All right.
Good luck, Beth.
Good luck, Beth. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. All right.
We are.